Friends, we are discussing now chapter 2 on the project appraisal. In the first chapter, we have elaborately covered almost everything that in future or in further what we are going to discuss. And I told that project appraisal is the base or it is a basic element of any project, and lot of efforts are required to be taken for appraising the project. So, the project appraisal or different types of appraisals are required to be conducted, required to be undertaken by the project authorities or designated people. Now, let us understand what this project appraisal means. Objective, as I said, the conceptually understand the project appraisal, then outline or frame the importance of the project approvals, then bring out all the various aspects of the project appraisal and enlist the various documents which are required by the financial institution. This is the objective of this chapter 2. Now, let us understand first the definition of the project appraisal. The project appraisal is defined. There is no specific definition as such. However, it consists of so many other elements also. So, the project appraisal is the process. It is the process of assessing in a structured way, definite way, the case for the proceeding with the project or the proposal or the project viability, sustainability, and it often involves comparing various other options such as economic as well as the analysis. These are the two important techniques. These are two important techniques which are very, very important in project appraisal. The entire project that should be objectively appraised for the same feasibility and the proposal, and also its appraisal should be by undertaking the feasibility study in its principal documentation or dimensions, technical, economic, financial, social. These are some of the impact of the project which you can visualize much earlier than the before the project implementation happens. So, justification should be given while appraising the project in financially, economically, as well as the technically and the other aspects also to be taken into consideration. The project appraisal is the process, again I am repeating, of judging whether the project is profitable or not to the client, or its process of detailed examination of the several aspects of the given projects before recommending this project for undertaking or implementation. Introduction to the project appraisal starts with owner of the project, and thereafter there will be involvement of the banks who can make the finance available to the project, then financial institution that also sometimes they are making financial arrangement for project, then government appraisal agencies are also involved into the project appraisal process. Project appraisal is important because it justifies spending the money on the project. It is important decision-making tool and it lays the foundation for the delivery of the project product and for ensuring to getting the better system at the right time on the right place. The Project appraisal generally is classified or divided into four important parts and four important aspects. Appraisal, when I said the project appraisal is consisting of, one is technical aspects that needs to be seen. Second one is economic aspects. Third one is a market appraisal. And fourth one is financial appraisal, and that is the most critical part of the project appraisal. So we have devised also chapter on each of type of this appraisal: technical, economical, and market, as well as the financial appraisal. These are elaborately discussed in subsequent chapters that we are going to discuss. But here is the brief outline. So, the project appraisal, which helps to managers after undertaking all these four types of appraisals, it helps the project manager to be a consistent objective in choosing the project, make sure that the program benefits to the organization. Thirdly, it provides the documentation to meet the financial and audit requirement and explain the decisions to all the stakeholders and also to the auditors also. So the importance of the appraisal is nothing but this appraisal justifies spending money, that is a cost, spending money on the project, and appraisal is an important decision-making tool considering the benefit which are approved out of, or benefit accrued out of it. So appraisal lays the foundation, delivery, and getting the system right. Some of the important aspects of the project appraisal process is assessing the four types of the appraisal, which are very important. And the key aspect of the appraisal will be evaluated before the commencement of the project. The appraisal factors are evaluated by the personnel who are not involved in preparation of the project proposal. The person who prepares the project proposal, he cannot appraise it. Otherwise, there will be, who is preparing the proposal, he will definitely appraise it, means according to his thought process. There must be a second person who can appraise the proposal created by the one person. Now, the aspects of the project appraisal consist of, there are various aspects. One is organizational aspects, technical aspects, managerial aspects, economic aspect, financial aspect, and marketing and commercial aspects. One by one, if you look into this, you will understand why these aspects are important. First one, organizational aspect. Organizational aspects help you to see if the project is adequately staffed, there are proper people to undertake and work on the project, with the structure of organization, which helps to check the resources, recruitment, and training to the people, maybe from technical and non-technical sides. That is why the organizational aspects required to be appraised very correctly. Second aspect is a technical aspects. Technical aspects consist of the project, whether the technically is sound or not, in respect of the various parameters such as technology, then plant capacity, then raw material availability or location, whether it is properly placed, or manpower availability in nearby areas as a cheap labor. So these are some of the technical appraisal, technical appraisal will take care. The review, which is done by the qualified and the experienced person of this technical appraisal, should be available in the institution, or he may be the outside expert, should be specifically engaged for this particular, the large technology and sophisticated projects, wherever it is, there is an involvement of this kind of technicalities. Okay, then third one is economic appraisal. Economic appraisal is also very, very important, because the economic review carries out the financial institution that looks into the economic benefit to the society and also simultaneously to the state as well as to the nation. They also look at the various parameters such as resource cost, then you can say effective rate of protection that is available to the people living around the areas of the project. Admittedly, the economic appraisal done by the financial institution is not very rigorous and sophisticated, because it is very seen from the financially viability and economic feasibility of this project. Okay, so the emphasis should be placed on the appraisal rather than limited one. So somebody who is knowing about the economic appraisal, he should be deputed for that reason. Managerial aspects. The managerial aspects definitely helps you to assess the competency and the business knowledge of the promoter's aspects. Okay. Market appraisal. Market appraisal, what happens? Because you are doing your job well, you are producing the product. It should be marketed. No, there should be a team to market, sale into the market. That is why market appraisal is also very essential. So market appraisal is carried out to understand what is the potential of the market and for the product, and at the same marketing strategy the company should have, or the project should be defined, the marketing strategy. Review of the market survey and the competence of the marketing team is very much appreciable in case of the market appraisal. Whether the unit can sell its product or not, and whether the desired or estimated price can be applied to the product or not, and accordingly this marketing strategy company should have developed or not. Very important is the aspect which is a financial appraisal aspect. Financial appraisal, very complicated, okay, and very tedious also. Financial appraisal is concerned with assessing the financial feasibility of new capital investment proposals or expansion of the existing productive facilities. Okay, this appraisal, financial appraisal, involves the assessment of the fund which are required for the project, for the implementing it, and the source of the funds. One is assessment, but from where the funds will come, that is also required to be assessed. The other aspects of the financial appraisal is to estimate the operating cost. And after the operating cost, what could be the revenue generation, the prospective liquidity, and the financial return in the operating phase is also required to be analyzed. Financial appraisal helps to assess the cost of the project and review the project revenues. And this type of appraisal analysis helps the company to avoid overspending of the project or resources, overspending on the resources, and also requirement to produce the outputs, overspending that can be curtailed. This will help the organization to check the feasibility of alternatives, any other alternatives, rather than spending higher, alternative to spend less and to gain more profit. Some of the key things which can be understood by performing the financial analysis consist of, number one, cost. What is cost? Financing out the cost to complete the project and produce the output is nothing but it is called as a cost. Funding or financing. It is also easily, no one can put the funds into your company or project. So it has a cost element. It has to be ascertained first. What is the price of it? Now coming down to the pricing. Pricing is nothing but setting up of the product pricing for the profit. And finally, the financing. Increasing the investment and the efficient use of the funds is nothing but it is a financial aspect, and investment versus income. It means understanding the cost of the production and also earning the profit. After understanding all these things, different types of the appraisals which are required, there is a requirement of the supporting document which is required for the financial institution to appraise the project. We understood what we have to see in what type of appraisal, but what are the documents that you are taking into consideration while appraising the project? These documents are various documents. It consists of is completed input form, specified format, then company profile, promoter's profile, then past audited accounts at least for last 3 to 5 years, then copies of the joint venture or technical collaboration, if any, the organizational chart, how it appears and hierarchy, then profile of the key staff members, list of the machineries which are procured or to be procured. Depending upon that, there will be an investment and all the other things that can be seen. Then comes to the contract or arrangement to procure the various type of raw materials. You should have the orders in place, is it not? Okay, then market survey report ascertaining the need, a market where you can sell your products. So it has to be survey is undertaken, survey is to be undertaken, consultations has to be appointed. Okay, then marketing material is required to be prepared, a catalog so as to publicize your product. Then financial projection, cash flow, fund flow, this statement should be there. Break-even point is required to be analyzed, point beyond which the company start making the profit. That is the break-even point. Then various licenses or clearance from the government department has to be obtained. This should be in place. Then title deed or land where the company project is to be functioning, or approval to start the construction. All these things are very much required to be in place. In principle, arrangement of working capital facility from the bank that should also have been sanctioned by the financial institutions and the bank so as to make the finance available at the proper time. With this, we complete our chapter 2. Thank you very much.